pulse of the nation's latest health advice. Health Matters with Dr. John Darcy.
Now, just before the break, we were talking with Rachel Perry and Zara about albinism. Zara is 7 years old and she joins us here this morning. Zara, tell me, what's school like for you?
Sometimes it's just a bit tricky in the classroom when my eyes get a bit tired. So sometimes I can, my teacher lets me have some breaks, or sometimes if I get tired when I'm writing, my teacher starts writing for me, but I tell her what to write.
Oh, I see. That's a good idea.
You enjoy school, don't you?
A lot.
A lot, do you? Zara, the fact that you've got lovely white hair and your eyes are red, when you're finding it a little bit difficult to see, what are the things that you find hard at school and playing with your friends?
Sometimes I can't find my friends in the playground,
right,
or in the classroom. I just get a bit tired and
yes,
everything gets too much.
The school's done a few things, haven't they, Zara,
yeah,
to help you with that? What have they done?
I've got a CCTV to help me with my reading. It enlarges the things on the page.
Oh, really?
And I've also got a pebble that also enlarges things.
Great. That's good.
In the playground, Zara, the school did something really great to help you in the playground, didn't they?
Well, the teacher on duty now is wearing a bright yellow vest, and some of my friends are also wearing bright yellow armbands, so I can go and ask them to help me find some of my friends.
That's fantastic. Mm. And the schooling has been very important, hasn't it, Rachel?
It has. And I think earlier we were talking about some of the challenges, and I think that's probably one of the biggest things. We've found that by having constant conversations with the school and being in regular contact with realistic expectations, they've been so willing to work with us and to help us explore that. We've also connected in with Guide Dogs New South Wales, with Royal Institute for Deaf and Blind Children, and they have been absolutely invaluable in supporting the teachers, in supporting us, acting as that bridge to get funding to get these wonderful things that help Zara in the school. She's starting to learn Braille this year because of being able to, her print size needs is too large and makes her eyes too tired. So they're supporting in that. And the school is being supported to help her. And therefore, we sort of feel like we're a big team. Mm. It's not just one person trying to do things on their own.
You actually teach teachers, don't you?
I do.
Yeah.
Yes, I
and,
do.
And schooling is so important, isn't it? Whether you've got an impairment such as this, a visual impairment, or any other facet, school becomes a vital part of one's life.
Absolutely it does, and that dialogue between parents and their teachers and the school more generally is the most crucial part of it. You don't send your children to school and then wave them goodbye and you're not in that relationship. Parents are an integral part of that relationship at all times.
And we can sure see it was. Thank you so much for coming on Health Matters. It's my great pleasure to have you here.
Thank you very much.
For more information or support on albinism, visit albinismaustralia.org. Alternatively, head to Health Matters with Dr. John Darcy on Facebook.
Up next, who's managing your medicine cabinet?